Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
For the past 30 years, Irv Rabel has come to the cabaret almost every night. He's been a club owner in New York, he coaches singers, and he's artistic director of the Cabaret Conference. Rabel says cabaret may be a rarefied medium, but it also can be deeply emotional.
The intimacy of it, I think, is the most important part. The fact that unlike any other genre in the entertainment world, you actually go into a room where you go out of there feeling like you know the person, you know something about them, they have touched your heart.
Learning how to effectively touch the heart may be the central goal of the 9-day conference, but the 38 students also take classes in repertoire, hair, makeup, clothing, sound, lighting, and marketing. Their ages range from 16 to 66, and they come from all over the United States and around the globe. One of them is Oklahoma-born Harold Sanditon.
I was an investment banker, and then I became a theater producer for 20 years in London, and I gave that up 3 years ago to start singing, which is what I wanted to do in the very first place, but I never had the confidence.
At Yale, Sanditon and his fellow classmates have the opportunity to spend 9 days working with some of the best music directors and cabaret artists in the business, including Laurel Massey, an original member of Manhattan Transfer, and Tony Award-winning actress Faith Prince. At the first performance session, Sanditon does his unique take on a Beatles song. Faith Prince likes it, but sees room for improvement.
Think of what I see. Work it out and get it straight.
Sorry, you start over again. I need you to not close your eyes. I feel like you're closing your eyes on the most important contact.
Okay.
And you've done your homework. Your homework is done. I don't want to see that. Okay. I just want you to do it simply. You know exactly what you're doing. Start again.
Think of what you're saying. You get it wrong and still you
Like Sanditon, Vancouver-based Lindsay Sutherland Bowl has come a long way, too. She trained in opera, but changed her mind right in the middle of an audition.
I stopped singing in the middle of the aria, and I said, I'm very sorry. I don't want to sing Panina. I don't want to sing Mozart. I don't want to sing opera. As a matter of fact, I never want to sing another operatic note for the rest of my life. And I walked out of that audition, and I walked out of my operatic career and into my career as a cabaret singer.
How can we ignore my fatal condition? Why is victorious?
Over the course of a week of 14-hour days, the teachers work hard to rid Bowl of some of her operatic habits, a tendency to be overly theatrical. Today, music director Alex Rybeck is her coach.
I don't think it needs a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Simplicity. You're a very rich cake. Your cake does not require a lot of icing.
Okay.
Your face is very expressive. Your voice is very expressive. The more stuff you do, the less we get you. It becomes a mask.
These
are just simple questions.
How could he ignore
you? Yeah.
How could he ignore my feeble condition?
It's a legitimate question.
Bull says she's learned some surprising lessons at the conference.
It's not important, frankly, to be a singer, to be a cabaret artist. It's all about storytelling, and while I knew that before, I understand that at a much deeper level now.
Harold Sanditon says he's learned that there are different ways of storytelling, too.
Probably the best thing I've learned is that songs that you think are really serious, you can find comedy in them, you can turn them. You can make something that nobody has ever sung as anything but a serious ballad, you can make it into a comic tour de force.
Me and Mr. Mrs. Jones. Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mr. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
On the last night of the conference, all the students have 3 minutes to show what they've learned in front of a paying audience. The concert is called Cabaret Stars of Tomorrow. Lindsay Sutherland Bowl performs in a striking red bustier, but with a newfound stillness.
You see before you a woman with a mission. Must discover the key to his ignition.
Afterwards, teacher Faith Prince is speechless.
I think I've learned tenfold, a hundredfold, millionfold, even more than these students have. It's rocked my world, this conference. So I think they did incredibly, deliciously wonderful.
And who knows, maybe some of them will be cabaret stars of tomorrow. For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New Haven.